A rapidly spreading cholera epidemic continues to claim lives in Yemen. Infection rates are alarming. Officials say the number of cholera cases reported has exceeded 167,000. The disease has killed more than 1,000 people so far. Yemen needs help to deal with what the United Nations has described as the world's worst humanitarian disaster. However, officials say their appeals for aid have gone unanswered.
If you remember, the humanitarian coordinator, Mr. Jimmy McGoldrick, made an appeal asking for $56 million to help Yemen to be able to fight cholera. So far, I think only 20% or less came to Yemen.
This makeshift center of Asabain continues to receive patients from Sana'a's neighboring regions. The center is struggling to cope with the sheer number of patients. People here blame Saudi Arabia for the cholera outbreak.
Why should we be killed by Saudi airstrikes and banned bombs that spread disease, including cholera? I have never seen a cholera outbreak like this. We can only pray to God to help us, since the international community has left us alone in the middle of this deadly war and epidemic.
Yemeni children bear the brunt of the war. According to the UNICEF, 40% of those infected with cholera are children. Cholera, which is a preventable and treatable disease, is killing a person every hour due to the lack of resources. And a severe shortage of medicines and medical supplies is only one of many effects of the Saudi-imposed blockade on the country. Mohammed Attab, Press TV, from the Sab'een Makeshift Hospital, Sana'a.